Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
10-year-old Leah Ford used to go to school to St. Paul's Special School in Montanati in Cork, but since October of last year, Leah can't attend because there isn't enough nursing support in place for her. Her parents and the school principal have been trying to get the HSE or a government department to tell them when Leah will be able to return to school, but they haven't been getting satisfactory answers. Well, Michelle Ford is Leah's mother and Anne Hartnett is the school principal, and they both join me now. You're both very welcome. Michelle, I want to start with you and find out a little bit about Leah. Tell us about her condition and what her needs are.
Morning, Claire. So Leah was born, she's 10 years old now. She was born in 2013 with a rare chromosome disorder. So there's nobody like Leah in the world. I haven't found one single person with the same condition as her. And unfortunately for Leah, she is severely affected by this condition. She can't walk or talk. She's fed with a tube through her stomach. She's got issues, medical issues from the top of her head to literally her baby toe because of this condition. She's got severe scoliosis. She's had rods replaced, or she's had rods inserted into her back due to severe scoliosis. And she suffers greatly with her lungs. Like, her lungs would be one of the biggest issues that Leah has. So she's been in hospital multiple times with pneumonias, and she's ended up in ICU in Dublin and so on. So it's keeping her lungs safe is the main issue that we have.
And
keep her safe.
A lot of her needs, I know, are looked after at home. And when she's in school, she doesn't need too much nursing support, but she does need to be fed during the day when she's in school. Just to explain to us the level of care that she needs in school.
Okay, so Leah, pre-COVID, Leah was on fed by the tube, but she was fed a special milk formula that comes from the chemist, and that would be given to her via a pump. A lot of the kids in St. Paul's would be on this method of feeding, but during COVID, when we were at home, Leah was very, very sick with her lungs, and I was at my wit's end, and I just woke up one morning and I said, "You are going to have porridge for your breakfast." And I blended the porridge with a banana and gave it to her down the tube. And I gave her lunch, soup and brown bread, gave it down the tube, no issues. And I gave her stew or something for her dinner, and there was no issues. And that, I never looked back. You know, after COVID, when I felt the time was right to send Leah back to school, I had to go up, get policies amended, because Leah was the first person to be on the blended diet in St. Paul's. So we got the policies sorted, and then I had to go up to the school to give training to the teachers and the SNAs to show them how the blended diet is administered. And then everything was good to go, and Leah went back to school. And she was in school for maybe 3 weeks. And then I was told that she could no longer go to school because it wasn't the SNAs or the teachers' role or responsibility to feed Leah the blended diet via the syringes. But it doesn't take, like, for Leah, every morning, once she's up, we give her meds. She's on about 10 meds every morning, so she gets them. She'd have them got before she goes to school. She would have her breakfast in the morning. I'd give her a bit of her breakfast before she gets on the bus. That's the way it would go. And then she'd get to school, and she'd need maybe four syringes of her breakfast, just to, because I wouldn't like to feed her too much before she gets on the bus in case she got sick, because she's on the bus alone for half an hour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd need another meal at about 11:30, and then she'd need her lunch at 2:00. She doesn't need to get any meds in school as such. They're only morning and evening. And she would need suctioning if you know, sometimes she'd have secretions. She would need suctioning from time to time, where they suction her nose or her throat, because Leah can't bring up secretions herself.
Okay, so that explains why she needs that nursing support in the school. And Anne, you might tell us a little bit about the school. How many children do you have there who need nursing care, and how many nurses do you have?
Good morning, Claire. We have 97 children in the school, and it caters for children with a moderate intellectual disability and also children with a severe or profound intellectual disability. So of those 97 children, we have 48 children in what we call the special classes, and that's for children with a severe or profound intellectual disability. And of those 48 children, 24 would need direct nursing supervision for one reason or another every single day, right? So for, if you like, the school is split in two regards nursing support. So there's one full-time nurse for those 48 children, right? And then we have 0.3 of a nurse for the other 49 children. And 0.3 means that she's with us, that second nurse is with us for a third of her time, because she also goes to two nearby special schools. They're very close by, Scolena and Scull Bernadette. So in essence, we've 1.3 of a nursing post. Mm-hmm. And we have, and obviously since this happened with Leah, the last thing we want is for any child to be out of school. But because of the specialised feeding, she does need the attention of a nurse in school. And because we had previously been looking for an additional nurse, we knew that it was more urgent now than ever. So we had, and our service provider is Cope Foundation, and they're absolutely outstanding. And as I'm sure you're aware, they're, like everywhere else, are desperately looking for additional staffing as well. So what should happen is the nurses that we do have are funded by the HSE. That funding is given to Cope Foundation, and they act as the clinical governance for the nursing in the school. So we knew the Cope Foundation were to the wall, right? So the Board of Management, we said we'd go straight to the HSE. And we went to the HSE and we spoke to the Disability Service Manager there, and he assured us that he was the decision maker, and he came back and said no, it wasn't his remit, right? So then, of course, we contacted the Minister for Special Education and Inclusion, and we contacted, and she said, in essence, right, because this was happening over weeks, and every single day that passed was another day that Leah was out of school, and it's actually 122 days now that Leah is without school. But what it boils down to is that it appears it is the HSE's responsibility. And to be fair to the ministers, to be fair to Josefa Madigan and Anne Rabbitt, we had been told, Josefa Madigan had said no, it's Stephen Donnelly who said no, it's Anne Rabbitt. You know, it was just a vicious
around
circle.
The houses.
Around the houses. And it's just every single day is another day that Leah's without school.
Mm. As somebody who wants to educate children, and in particular children with special needs, like, watching this situation unfold over 122 days must be incredibly difficult for you, never mind Michelle.
Well, you see, this is the thing. It is beyond frustrating, and for all of the staff here, and I suppose as the principal, I know that there are going to be more Leahs, if you know what I mean. There are other children out there who will be in a similar circumstance for different medical reasons. The nurse that we do have, she was there was a nurse employed when there was two classes of children with for children with severe or profound intellectual disabilities. There's now 8 classes, and it's still the same nursing staff.
So very, you know, difficult for that member of staff as well.
Absolutely.
Michelle,
absolutely.
Michelle, just in terms of how this affects Leah, I mean, when we look at this and when we see what she's been through since October, it's like being back in the depths of COVID again for you and your family.
I know, and we were so excited to get her back to school, to get her a new uniform and to get her back on the bus. But all her, like, you know, she loved getting the bus. Even though Leah can't talk, you know when she's happy and when she's not happy. And every morning she'd get on the bus, and the kids that could talk would be, you know, admiring Leah's bow or asking her how she was, and Leah'd go off beaming on the bus. And now she's back looking at the four walls of the house day in, day out. It's like Groundhog Day for her, and it's like Groundhog Day for us as well, to be honest with you. And it's just not fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, she shouldn't be surrounded by adults every day, you know. That's not fair.
And how does school benefit her, and what do you hope she's going to eventually gain from school?
Yeah, so Leah, school to Leah is being around people, I suppose, and listening to, you know, the joy of school, and being involved in all the day-to-day activities in the school. So, you know, she loves listening to people singing. She loves doing the artwork. They do great artwork in St. Paul's. Like, I'd often get trees sent home used with Leah's thumbprints and stuff like that. You know, we love all that stuff. Leah can use her right hand a small bit. She can give me high fives, even though you have to drag the high five out of her, but she does do it. And in St. Paul's, they have, you know, toys and different things that Leah can use to hit with her right hand. And I don't have those things at home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Leah understands everything I say. Every single thing I say, I know she understands me, because you can kind of tell by her face what she's thinking. And I would hope that one day maybe Leah might be a candidate for these eye gaze systems, you know.
So that she can communicate in some way.
I can't teach her how to use that. That's not my job. And I bet it takes hours and hours of training. But for Leah, if Leah could one day just answer one question for me, that would be amazing. I really would. Like, that would be.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it.
Well, we got on to the HSE, the Department of Health, the Department of Education and the Department of Children about the appointment of an additional nurse to St. Paul's to allow Leah to return to school. We have a response from the HSE under the guise of the Cork Kerry Community Healthcare Group. Now, let's just go through this. It says it recognises the importance of participation in education for all children, particularly those with additional needs. We sincerely regret that any child with complex needs would need to wait for supports to allow them to participate in education. Now, they say they're pleased to confirm that the Cope Foundation will be providing additional nursing supports to St. Paul's School. We anticipate that this will facilitate Leah's return. We're aware that the Cope Foundation have identified a candidate for this position following a recruitment process. Now, Anne, you must be pleased to hear that. That means that that appointment is coming. But the problem is there's no timeline there for Leah. So we don't know whether this will be in place in September for the return to school.
And Claire, the other problem is it's that, in fairness, that funding would be coming out of Cope Foundation's own fund. And they're a charity. This is, if you like, Cope Foundation, and as I said to you, they're outstanding, but that's letting the HSE and the Department of Education off the hook. And that's not right.
Yeah, there's nothing in there about where that money is coming from.
Exactly. And it's certainly not coming from the HSE. And so that's not fair on Cope Foundation. You know, because as I say, no, don't get me wrong, it would be amazing for Leah to have Leah back to school, and that is what we want. But I noticed that they also didn't say about the pilot nursing scheme, because every response that I'm getting is about a pilot nursing scheme, which has been arranged by the Department of Education and the NCSE. And again, it's wonderful. And we applied for that pilot nursing scheme for Leah, but we were told that because Leah's home nurses are Jack and Jill, and that because they're not HSE nurses, that she was refused that application. Now, we have spoken vociferously with the National Council for Special Education and with the Department of Education that was utterly unfair, because those Jack and Jill nurses are partially funded by the HSE. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I got word yesterday that they are now re-looking at the criteria, which is fantastic, and that's brilliant. Because that would also enable Leah to come back to school, which is the main objective.
Yes,
and I suppose again, as principal, my concern is for all of the other children that are coming up.
Return to school, Michelle, but it needs to happen quickly. Like, you're 122 days now with Leah at home and not getting all of those lovely benefits that you spoke about.
No.
I'm sure you're hopeful when you hear that statement, but are you concerned that there's no date in there? There's no guarantee or commitment to have Leah back?
When we were in the front of the examiner, there was a bit of commotion a day or two following that, but nothing came out of it. And I feel the same here. Until something actually happens, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm going to shout from the rooftops for the next 4 weeks, do whatever I need to do to get Leah back to school and get a date in place for when she can return. And I need that date to be September to go back to school with all the other kids when they're returning after the summer holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 4 weeks to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, when you spoke to Caroline Delaney in the Examiner, you spoke about shouting from the rooftops, but it's not fair that you have to do that.
No, and I have a newborn baby. Like, I have a lot going on at the moment, and I have a 6-year-old daughter as well. So, but I'll do this for Leah. You have to go to the very end to get what you want.
It sounds, Anne, as though you have seen this before, where people have to fight to get what they are entitled to.
Claire, in a nutshell, I think it's an absolute disgrace that this is how we treat society's most vulnerable children and their families. Their parents are worn out by the time their children come to us at four. And I mean, this is whoever you quoted there saying that Cope Foundation will have a nurse. And that would be fantastic. But for how long? Is it just going to be for a year? Or will we have it until Leah graduates when she's 18? Mm-hmm. It's just, I think it's so wrong, and I see it every day, that the parents of children with additional needs, that they have to fight every step of the way. These are the children that we should be resourcing fully, absolutely fully. There should be no question. And if the parents want this, they should get it. If they want that, they should get it, without having to fight for basic rights. This is Leah's education. This should have been sanctioned instantly, that HSE supply Cope Foundation with a nurse's salary to employ a nurse. How long does that take to happen? Certainly it shouldn't take as long as 122 days at the very least.
All right, well look, we'll keep in touch with you both because we would love to know what happens, and hopefully this gets resolved before September at the very least. Michelle, we wish you well, and Leah of course as well. That's Michelle Ford and Anne Hartnett, who's the school principal at St Paul's Special School. Thank you both for talking to us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.